Okay, Jerry, we're talking about the best varieties that we should be putting in our fall garden, and I say putting because it's about time, isn't it?
It's about time, yeah. It's right on time. In fact, you could already have them in there. I've already got broccoli planted, so even though I tell people to wait a little bit later to plant it. If you are going to plant broccoli this early, remembering that it's not going to get as big, and it's when you eat it, it's going to be a little bit stronger, but it's going to be fresh. That's the important thing. Be sure to use the Green Comet variety, one called Green Comet. And even cauliflower is because, like I said, later on, if you want to plant seed of broccoli or cauliflower, you can almost use any variety because they all do well in the fall. But the ones that can take the hot temperatures and still produce early is Green Comet broccoli and Snow Crown cauliflower. But, of course, people are extremely excited about tomatoes and peppers, and that's what they mainly want. Now, I'm going to tell you which ones did the best. First of all, we've got four that do well. Four that do well. They're called, in order, is Bingo, Carnival, Whirl Away, and Celebrity. And I bet most of our listeners that have followed our instructions and recommendations planted those this spring and did well with them. I will tell you this, in the past couple of falls that we've had, and they have been hot, I mean record-breaking temperatures set late in the season, the Bingo has outperformed all of those varieties. It has done well as far as setting early and giving us the earliest, largest fruit. And then the rest of them are about equal as far as Carnival, Celebrity, and a Whirl Away. So you might want to try some of each of those. Now, those varieties are all available in the market as in peat pots and as a larger transplant. Remembering that if you use a larger transplant, what they call super packs or even 4-inch in some cases, you've got a larger root system and an older plant to work with. So sometimes it's easier to establish. However, with all the moisture that we've had last week or so, then they shouldn't be hard to establish even from those peat pots, yep. And especially if you got a drip irrigation system. So those are the best tomatoes. Now, as far as bell peppers are concerned, we really haven't got any choice. Well, we can't get the bell tower back. They lost the seed on it. So we're still the best fall and spring pepper is one called Summer Sweet 860, called Summer Sweet 860. Now, it's a big bell pepper that is green, of course, and most people eat bell peppers green. Of course, since people love to fuss, they said, well, when it ripens, you know, when it really turns color, it's yellow, and I don't like yellow bells. Well, I'm sorry. This is one that we actually went looking for because everybody was crazy about yellow bells last year. And so now some people, you know, want to fuss, so they want red bells. So
those gardeners are a little fickle.
I know that. And so if you want one that ripens red, you'll have to go with shamrock. You'll have to find some shamrock transplants, and they're probably going to be in short supply this year. Now, as far as the jalapenos and the hot peppers are concerned, a lot of people cut their jalapenos back, and they're letting those come out because, as I indicated in my garden meeting, you know, when you're dealing with jalapenos, you chop them up most of the time, or what you have is a small you have a smaller container of something just as hot. If you want a larger container of something hot, then you replant. Now, see, we want larger tomatoes in the fall. If you cut tomatoes back, if you've got good, clean spring tomatoes, and you cut them back, you're going to have tomatoes this fall, but they will be smaller. Mm-hmm. So, yep. But everybody wants nice, big tomatoes just like they had this spring, so that's why we replant. Same way with peppers, the bell pepper. But as far as the little hot peppers, it doesn't matter.
I want some more chili patines. I lost mine.
Some guy called me the other day. He's looking for acres of those things, of chili patine. He wants somebody to grow them. I said, he got some secret salsa, you know, that calls for chili patines.
Oh, they're good stuff.
The problem is we can grow them. You know, they easily grow. In fact, chili patines is usually a perennial, except for a cold year like this.
Yeah, I love
but
that.
I said, the problem is getting those things harvested, you know, because they're small. Now, the birds do a good job of harvesting.
Then eat the birds, and they'll be hot,
yeah,
hot meat.
Yeah. You know, my idea on the hot turkeys deal, where you are, or the hot chicken eggs, you know, I never did make that. Tony's there. He died before I really got to put that into effect, where I was going to make hot eggs for tacos, you know,
mm-hmm.
The egg
tacos.
Oh,
yeah,
tacos.
already.
We're going to feed them peppers, feed them capsaicin, And then the eggs would be hot, so then we wouldn't have to put hot sauce on our... it's a hell of a
idea. You need to get back to work on
that. I can make a fortune
on that. Yeah, you could. I'll help you.
All right.
And we've had as our guest Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist. He'll be back with us again next Thursday.